Welcome back in to the Clay Edwards Show here with Sean Yurtkiran on WYAB. Hey, man, just your weekly reminder here, a little free plug for the Yurtkiran Law Firm. If you're going through anything legal, especially criminal, and you need some advice, get in touch with Sean and let him, have a consultation with you, and maybe he can help defend you.
Yeah, it's 601-906-9094. Send me a text. That's my phone. I'll respond.
601-906-9094. And you can always reach out to me if you can't get in touch with Sean. Hey, guys, if you're out gun shopping this weekend, swing by our good friends out at Guns in Gear, Highway 51 North in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. Right there, if you're heading north on 51, it's on the right. And you know where it is, man. They just put that Boo's Smokehouse Barbecue. Boo's going to have to start paying me. Because I can't talk about barbecue and not talk about how good it is. Anyway, you got barbecue and guns side by side. Get out there, grab some lunch, go in next door, grab a gun, or vice versa. Actually, opposite. Grab a gun, then go grab some barbecue. Visit the sponsor first. Don't get fooled and change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you need any Cerakoting or gunsmithing, of course, they can take care of that. They're the home of No Limit Ammo. And they're just a bunch of great guys to go by and shoot the breeze with. If you're a gun guy, get by there and see them. I'm actually efforting a podcast here soon where I'm going to have Hunter and I'm going to have Tyler Tharp on. And I'm really just going to work the microphones, listen to those two guys talk about guns for a couple of hours. But I'm really excited about that. I'm hope to get that locked down here in the next week or so. I'll keep you posted on that.
They know a lot about it, too.
So. They do, man. Yeah. I tell you, I learned so much with Tyler on the show the other day. And Hunter was texting in. That's what I think is cool. If you get no pun intended here, but the name of Tyler's business is Synergy, basically Synergy Shooting.
Yeah.
The Synergy Group. And then you have Hunter over there, but they just in the text messages that were going on in the show, there's just synergy, man. It wasn't like, oh, man, this guy does something similarly to what I do. That's competition. I got to stomp him out. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't ever get anybody anywhere, by the way. Feeling like you have to stomp out the competition. You should always want great competition.
Yep. That makes you better.
It does. You should always want people to push you.
Yeah, my dad always used to say the more competition, that means you got a good product or whatever you're doing. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love working here at WYAB because we have a friendly competition between all of us. I mean, everybody wants to nobody wants to be the reason somebody changed the channel.
Exactly.
You know, it's the goal is to keep it on WYAB all day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, then the day with Kim and, you know, I'll send you into the weekend. So.
Yeah, and then wake up and leave it through me and then on to Jameson and Mike when he's here and Allison when she's here. And, you know, we got a great great selection here. All right, Sean, we got about 5 minutes to go here. I want to talk about this mass shooting. We're going to keep it national.
Okay.
We may circle back to one last local thing before we leave here. But going out on top here, national mass shooter. Ethan Crumbly, was he? I got it all saved
in
right
Oxford,
here.
Michigan.
Yes, okay. Michigan high school mass shooter Ethan Crumbly's parents have now both been charged with involuntary manslaughter after their 15-year-old son killed four teens and injured seven more in a November 2021 mass shooting at his high school. The parents are both looking at about 15 years each, max 15 years each. Long story short, They either bought the gun for him or there was a pistol that the dad had left laying around that the son had got. Just some negligent parenting, I guess you could say. I don't even know that buying a gun for your kid is negligent parenting, but everywhere's laws are different. I don't know theirs.
Yep. Ours would be like their involuntary is kind of like what we have is culpable negligence manslaughter.
Okay.
So that you're culpably negligent.
Let me paint a local example,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to use a specific situation. The three young kids, not young kids, the three black juveniles that broke out of Henley Young two months ago, they were all in there. One was in there for murder, capital murder. One was the other two were in there for carjacking, which, you know, is typically done with a gun.
Yep.
They break out. They steal a car. They carjack two other people, and they shoot a little old lady down in Natchez. Given the track record, given their criminal history, and then the crimes they committed, could you, if you're going to use the same energy, the same thinking, should the parents be charged here in something similar?
What specifically did the parents do? Well, you're in the situation you're talking about.
But they didn't. I mean, they just raised some hellions.
I think. I think the difference was in this case, with what I read about before, the parents actually, they knew about his mental behavior issues, mm-hmm. and they went and actually got him a gun, if I'm remembering this correctly. And then I think they denied a lot of that. They didn't seek treatment for him, even though the kid was obviously had problems.
Yeah.
And took him shooting, and those, I think that those were the issues. And then they actually, they were caught hiding in Detroit, too, after the shooting.
Hiding, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that right. I get that.
It's a terrible situation. Look, I don't disagree with what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, with the ruling and all that, I do not. I'm actually strangely supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, given all the other circumstantial evidence around it, or not circumstantial, that's material evidence, right?
Yeah.
The facts. Given the facts around it, I have no problem with it. But I'm just curious, like, do we think at any point that we could start charging some parents up here with some of these crimes?
Mississippi with like a culpable negligence manslaughter. Man, I tell you what, I've followed this case a little bit and was thinking about it from, you know, my prosecutor hat on. I mean, it's tough to prove that. It's really tough.
All right. Hey, let's take a call real quick.
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, you got about 2 minutes.
No, I got less than that just on the parent thing. And let's not split hairs on that, okay? You're saying, well, they knew you had a mental issue. How many times as a prosecutor have you seen somebody come in and they've got a history from juvenile court or whatever, and then they commit a murder or they commit some type of felony? Do you not think the parents knew that they had a history of violence? Shouldn't they be charged?
I mean, I don't know, because their kids had a history of violence, and you're going to charge the parent. I think the parents would
certain. Well, I mean, they got a gun from the family. Let's say they got a machete.
I think if they got a weapon, Jerry, or something like that, you could prove that, and the parents just openly left the weapon, knowing the kids had some violent history or something. Maybe under that scenario, yeah, you could do that. I'm just telling you that from a legal perspective, it's a difficult thing to prove. And even in this case, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm just saying it's very difficult.
No, I'm just saying it depends on the jurisdiction, it looks like, because you can go from New Orleans to whatever city you want, and they're letting people, like, for instance, in New York, you just had, you know, a shooting on a subway, and probably nobody stepped up because they saw what happened to the guy that last time when they stepped up to stop somebody.
Well, yeah, and hey, Jerry, don't forget about the little mass shooting at the Philadelphia school bus stop last week. You know, well, that just flew right on under the radar.
I know, but look, I'm not. If you're setting the precedent, man, let's clean it up. I'm good with cleaning it all up.
I am too. Make an example out of some folks.
And I lost it, I'd be charged. Anyway, look, enjoyed it and listening online. I know y'all were talking about streaming. I appreciate y'all having that, because when I was out of town the last few days, I was able to pick y'all up and kill them up while I was traveling. Well,
Jerry,
thank y'all.
Appreciate you, brother. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye. All right, we got to take a break real quick. Come back and land the plane for the day. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, the phone's blowing up. We don't have time to take any more calls today. I will revisit this topic down the road. Sean and I were discussing a few other scenarios that could be very interesting if they were to happen. So we will pick this back up. Probably should have hit it earlier in the show. Mm. Sean, I heard you were selling Capital Body Shots shirts.
Yeah, I'm trying to make hashtag Capital Body Shot shirts. And yeah. I don't know. I think I need like design.com, because I'm not
got a Fiverr or something like that.
I'm not artistic at all, so it just and then we got a local guy that can make them, so
like I think you take a combination of the Capital Body Shop logo,
mm-hmm.
and you just spell it Capital Body Shots, and then you drape it in Louis Vuitton,
like the print. Louis Vuitton print, the way it's that
on
sharp
on top of that logo. Yeah,
okay,
we do the little LVs all over it.
Yeah,
and I think that's the money shot there.
I wonder if everybody in the audience wants to buy some shirts from us on that.
Hey, so I heard there was a big congressional campfire thing, a legislative campfire down at the fairgrounds the other night.
Yeah, because they all live in the RVs out there at the fairgrounds.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Well, apparently the ag commissioner hosts a big event, you know, for them.
Oh, he was there.
kind of contentious right now, but
yeah.
You know, I heard that the Capital Body Shots thing was the hot topic.
Yeah, I heard it was quite the affair
for an event for something that allegedly didn't happen.
Yeah,
I heard it was quite the point of conversation.
That's the word I've got. You know, it's you can't keep anything real secret, I guess, in this town. So things go back. But I heard, they were talked about it quite a bit.
You think they're trying to figure out which one of them let the video out?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Allegedly.
Allegedly that that happened, if there is one. Yes. They're trying to, they're shaking each other down. They're like, Bobby.
Bobby's a made-up name.
Yeah, it's a totally made-up name.
At the off chance one of their names is
yeah,
Bobby,
yeah,
that,
totally
is,
made
that is
name.
Fictitious.
Yeah, right. I mean, come up with a Dakota. Like, there we go. Like, Dakota, did you do this?
All right, look, Sean, fun show today. Have a great weekend, guys. We appreciate y'all. Podcast will be available here shortly. Let's see here. We got Jamison Haygood coming up from 10 to noon. See y'all on Monday.